Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Three Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and today I invite you to join me in a journey through the rich, resonant history of American music. This week, our theme is Americana, and together we'll explore the diverse and enduring melodies that helped shape the cultural identity of a growing nation at the turn of the 19th into the 20th centuries. Today is Tuesday, November the 19th, and you have found yourself in my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled amidst the boundless expanse of the digital countryside, where time slows and history is brought to life. Picture yourself stepping inside, settling into a high-backed armchair of soft, tufted velvet, perhaps with a book of poetry in your lap. Beside you, an ornate antique vintage Victrola hums softly, its brass horn poised to bring the voices of the past into the present. Our focus today is the early 20th century, a time when America was really finding its voice. It was an era defined by cultural blending, westward expansion, and the rapid rise of cities, each leaving its imprint on the music of the time. This patchwork of influence, of spirituals, of folk songs, and of ragtime, offers us a window into the American spirit, which was hopeful, resilient, and always striving towards something greater. Through today's selections, we'll hear these themes brought to life. We'll begin with the song that captured the adventurous optimism of westward pioneers. Then we'll turn to a ragtime classic, a piece that embodied the energy and progress of industrial America. And finally, we'll close with a spiritual, a timeless expression of hope and perseverance. Each recording offers a unique perspective, and together, they weave a tapestry of what we call Americana. So make yourself comfortable, and let us travel back in time through these cherished pieces of history. The phonograph is wound, the records are ready, and the journey begins. So as we immerse ourselves in the sounds of the rapidly transforming America at the turn of the 20th century, we'll visit songs that epitomize boundless change, westward expansion, and industrialization. The cultural blending of African American and indigenous traditions began to give birth to new forms of expression, each carrying its own distinct voice. Through the music of this era, we'll hear not only the melodies, but also put our finger onto the pulse of a growing nation, its hopes and its struggles and its diversity. The songs we'll explore are drawn from rich cultural crossroads where innovation always begins to take form and move forward, and they capture the essence of what we call Americana. So settle in and let's begin our journey. And our journey begins with the iconic O Susanna, a song that has been passed down through generations and become synonymous with the adventurous spirit of early America. Written by Stephen Foster way back in 1848, this tune is one of the most enduring examples of 19th century popular music. Foster, who is often called the father of American music, had a remarkable ability to craft songs that resonated deeply with the American public, and O Susanna was no different. The song was born during a period of profound optimism and transformation in the United States. The California Gold Rush captured the Americans' imagination across the entire nation, and it drew thousands westward in search of fortune and a better life. O Susanna became an anthem for this movement, with its lighthearted lyrics and cheerful melody embodying the spirit of those hopeful adventurers. It wasn't just a song. It was a cultural touchstone that connected communities as they embarked on their journeys, often under challenging and uncertain circumstances. And the simplicity of the song structure made it easy to sing. Its playful lyrics brought a sense of levity and camaraderie to campfires, wagon trains, and saloons alike, wherever it went, wherever it was sung. It reflected a uniquely American perspective, an openness to possibility, a willingness to embrace risk, and a sense of humor in the face of adversity. At its heart, O Susanna represents the aspirations of an entire nation that was still defining itself. The version we're featuring and listening to today takes the folk song to new heights. This one's performed by the Great White Way Orchestra, a group that was known for their vibrant and polished interpretations of early popular music. The orchestra's skillful use of instrumentation highlights the lively and almost playful character of the melody, bringing a really fresh energy to the classic. Equally significant is the medium through which the recording reached its audience. The phonograph, and in this particular case, the Zonophone record label. Zonophone was one of the earliest labels to specialize in producing affordable phonograph records, making music a little more accessible to more households than ever before. At a time when the phonograph was new and still a novel technology, and records were not necessarily inexpensive, Zonophone played a role in shaping the music industry, and by presenting slightly more inexpensive records, introduced Americans to a wider variety of sounds. This recording not only preserves the spirit of O Susanna, but it also reflects some of the broader cultural and technological shifts that were ongoing in the early 20th century. By bringing an orchestral arrangement to what was originally a folk tune, a simple folk tune, the Great White Way Orchestra bridges the gap between the informal music of the 19th century on the one hand, and the emerging popular styles of the modern era on the other. This was the intersection at which I had previously mentioned. So as you listen, imagine yourself in the shoes of those early pioneers. Picture the vast open landscapes of the American frontier, the excitement of new opportunities, perhaps striking it really rich at finding some gold, and the camaraderie of fellow travelers. This is a song of movement and of optimism and of the boundless possibilities that defined early America.
Oh, they look so neat. All them golden.
This episode of Three Tune Tuesday is brought to you by Skeleton Brew Coffee, the perfect companion for a journey through history. Skeleton Brew Coffee offers ethically sourced coffee, roasted in small batches and only after it's ordered to ensure the freshest cup possible. Because the beans are roasted only after ordering, you will get unparalleled freshness delivered right to your door. With six regular roasts ranging from light to dark, there's something for every coffee lover's taste. For the holiday season, Skeleton Brew has crafted three special Yule-inspired roasts to bring a little extra warmth to your winter mornings. And that's not all. They have a quaint book, which you can perfect to pair with your coffee, called 'Twas the Night Before Yule, a charming addition to your holiday reading. And if you're looking for the perfect gift, Skeleton Brew now offers t-shirts and Yule-themed greeting cards, ideal for pairing and sharing with a bag or two of coffee to spread the holiday cheer. And to top it off, $1 from every bag purchased through the end of the year is donated to the Internet Archive, supporting the preservation of our collective digital heritage. So whether you want coffee for yourself, or you're looking for a gift for a loved one, Skeleton Brew Coffee is the ideal way to savor the season. Visit Skeleton Brew Coffee at https://skeletonbrew.coffee today and taste the history in every cup. Our second piece today takes us into the rhythms and vibrant energy of ragtime with Scott Joplin's iconic Maple Leaf Rag, performed here by the celebrated banjo virtuoso Wes L. Ossman. This recording was produced by Silvertone Records in 1907. It captures the spirit of an era when ragtime was the pulse of the rapidly modernizing America that we have been visiting last week and some of earlier today. Originally composed and published by Scott Joplin in 1899, Maple Leaf Rag is often credited with launching ragtime into mainstream popularity. It was a groundbreaking piece for its time, blending African-American traditions with European classical influences. The result was a fresh, syncopated style that became the foundation for what we now recognize as early jazz. For Joplin, the success of this composition marked the beginning of his reputation as the King of Ragtime. Ragtime itself was more than just a musical style. It was, in every term of the definition, a cultural phenomenon. Emerging in the late 19th century, it reflected the energy and the optimism and the complexity of a nation on the brink of the 20th century. Its rhythms and intricate melodies mirrored the Industrial Revolution's dynamism and the fast pace of urban life. Ragtime flourished in parlors and dance halls and vaudeville theaters, and it became the soundtrack to an America that was growing more diverse and interconnected than it ever had been before. Wes Ossman, the performer of this particular recording, was one of the foremost banjo players of his time, and a pioneer in bringing ragtime to the public through recordings. His performance of Maple Leaf Rag demonstrates the banjo's unique ability to accentuate the lively, rhythmic nature of ragtime. Ossman's technical precision and spirited interpretation add a new dimension to Joplin's composition, making it accessible to an even broader audience. The recording itself is notable not only for its musicality, but also for its historical significance. Silverstone Records was an influential label in the early days of phonographic recording, helping to preserve and distribute music to listeners across the country. Like our previous song, in the same era when live performances were still the primary way to experience music, recordings like this one, on a record, on a phonograph, in your front room or parlor, brought the excitement of ragtime into people's homes. So as you listen to this rendition of Maple Leaf Rag, Imagine the bustling streets of a turn-of-the-century American city, Chicago or New York or Boston. Hear the clatter of horse-drawn carriages, the hum of new machinery, the laughter of people gathering in a lively dance hall. The song captures the heartbeat of a nation moving confidently into the future, full of ambition and creativity. So let's take a moment now to talk about Blind Skeleton, just a short moment between songs. Blind Skeleton, which can be found at https://blindskeleton.1, is your destination for vintage entertainment and cultural history. At Blind Skeleton, we dive deep into the treasures of the past. We offer reviews of classic films, of music, and other timeless art forms. Blind Skeleton is the home of Three Tune Tuesday. It's where we celebrate early music and its cultural impact. And of course, there's more. Our current blog series, The Evolution of Film Photography, explores the fascinating journey of photographic technology and its artistry to go along with it. We have new posts dropping every Thursday until the series is complete. And every Friday, we take you back to the golden age of cinema with reviews of vintage films for our Friday night movie series, perfect for a cozy evening at home. This coming Friday, we will be reviewing the great silent movie, Safety Last. Now, whether you're a history buff, a music lover of old vintage music, or just simply curious about the past, Blind Skeleton has a little bit for everyone. Visit us at blindskeleton.1 and join our growing community of nostalgia enthusiasts. Be sure to follow us on social media and get updates, insights, and of course some great discussion. Our final selection of the day brings us to a deeply moving piece of American history and culture. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. This version was recorded in 1919 by Jim Europe's Four Harmony Kings for Pathé Records. This rendition captures the profound spiritual and emotional depth and cultural significance of a song that has been a beacon of hope and resilience for generations. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot has its roots in the African-American spiritual tradition, believed to have been composed by Wallace Willis, a freedman in the 19th century. Like many spirituals, its lyrics carry a dual meaning. On one level, it's a song of religious devotion, expressing a longing for deliverance to a better place. On another, it's a symbol of the struggle for freedom, with references to the Underground Railroad and the hope of liberation from slavery. This duality gives spirituals like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot a very special place in African American history, as both expressions of faith and coded messages of resistance. Jim Europe's Four Harmony Kings brought this song into the modern era, blending its traditional spiritual roots with the emerging sounds of jazz. Jim Europe himself was a trailblazer, a musician, a bandleader, and a composer who broke barriers as one of the first African-American bandleaders to gain widespread recognition. His influence in combining traditional African-American music with early jazz helped shape the trajectory, of American music as a whole. In this recording, the Four Harmony Kings give a stirring vocal performance that preserves the song's spiritual essence, while adding some rhythmic sophistication of early jazz. The harmony is rich and resonant, and it showcases the group's extraordinary vocal control and emotional expression. The influence of jazz is subtle, but unmistakable, with phrasing and dynamics that breathe new life into the timeless melody. Now, the recording itself is a testament to the craftsmanship of Pathé Records, who were known for pioneering work in early sound recording. Pathé employed unique recording methods at the time, including vertical cut grooves and sapphire-tipped styluses, which resulted in a warmer, fuller sound than many of its contemporaries.
Sing low, sweet chariot, sing low, sweet chariot.
As we come to the close of this week's 3Tune Tuesday, I want to thank you for joining me on this journey through the rich and diverse landscape of Americana. Together, we've explored a mosaic of voices and stories, each song a piece of the larger narrative that defines the American experience. From the adventurous optimism of Oh Susanna, to the rhythmic brilliance of Maple Leaf Rag, and the profound hope of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. These recordings remind us of the enduring power of music to capture the spirit of an era. Americana is more than just a collection of songs. It's a reflection of resilience, creativity, and a shared longing for something greater. These melodies carry with them the dreams of pioneers, the energy of a burgeoning modern age, and the unyielding hope of communities striving for freedom and progress. I encourage you to take the spirit of these songs into your week, letting them inspire you to reflect on the voices and stories that have shaped your own life. Thank you for spending your time here with me in this cozy corner of the digital countryside. Your curiosity and love for history keep these timeless pieces alive and relevant. Next week, we'll continue our exploration of early music with a new theme, Songs of the Stage, where we will dive into early recordings that brought theater, vaudeville, and early musicals to life. It promises to be a lively and colorful celebration of performance and storytelling. Until then, I am, as always, your host Bonaparte, bidding you farewell. May your days be filled with harmony, and your nights with the timeless echoes of history. Thank you, and talk to you next Tuesday.